Welcome to Life and Fatherhood, the podcast where new dads like you find community, insight, and practical tips to navigate the incredible journey of fatherhood. I'm your host, Lonzo Williams Jr., and I'm here to bring you valuable conversations with fellow dads who share their wisdom and experience. Whether you're looking for advice, inspiration, or just a place to connect with other fathers, you are in the right place. Ready to dive in? Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Life and Fatherhood. I'm your host, Alonzo Williams Jr. Today, we're diving into another essential topic for every dad and husband. And this one is a very personal one for me. And it's how to lead your family with confidence. It's not just about being the man of the house. It's about having clarity and vision for your family and the legacy that you will ultimately leave behind after you're gone. So, you know, having that vision and that clarity is very much a non-negotiable. And I mean that, you know, truly, right? I'm using myself as an example, okay? So, you know, my wife and I, we've been together for going on 6 years. Yeah. 6 years of being together. Yeah. Almost a decade. Right. And, you know, from the time that we, you know, met each other all the way up until now, you know, the vision that we both share, that we both came to agreement on, it hasn't budged. We've been through a lot, you know, to keep it lightly. We've been through a lot. We've seen a lot. We've experienced a lot. But by God's grace, you know, I was able to keep the overall vision of what he has for me as a man. And, you know, by the grace of God, the vision that he's given my wife, she's been able to hold firm to that in spite of our own struggles and trials. Right. Example I use, vulnerable moment. You know, a couple years ago, lost a job. Well, not so much lost a job as much as working for a bad company left me without a job, right? And through that time, you know, experienced different struggles that comes with losing a job. I never lost faith. I never fell into confusion. Of course, I struggled with it because, you know, that's something that, you know, that was an income that was helping us move forward to our ultimate goal, but it didn't, you know, keep me from understanding that, hey, at the end of the day, God is bigger than a job position or a company. And so keeping that faith in him allowed us to move to a whole new area, you know, allowed me to find a totally different career path that has already started to bless our family in more ways than one. But if I hadn't held firm to that vision and that clarity that God gave me or gave us 6 years ago, then there's no telling where we will be. Honestly, there's no telling. So I encourage you to, you know, hold firm to the vision that you have for your family. Hold firm to the vision that you have for your marriage, you know, and for the future generations that are to come after you. Okay. Now, I want to connect this to you, you know, the listener. Are you, like, taking the time to assess where your family is? Are you clear on the direction you want to go? You know, sharing that vision with your family is key. You know, when everyone in your household understands the mission and purpose, it really does create a level of unity and one, you know, that one mind, one spirit, mentality that allows you all to understand what you will do, what you can do, and what you won't do. Like I said, what you will do, what you can do, and what you won't do. Understanding those three things will keep you from a lot of unfortunate mishaps throughout your journey on this, you know, this side of heaven. So I really, really want you to take the time to really assess where you are. You know, if you are where you're supposed to be, then keep going. If you're not sure, then I really want you to ask different questions. You know, really consider what you're doing different, where you are. You know, take a real inventory of your life and your thought process. I understand that it can be tough to sacrifice your own pleasures for the sake of your family, but embracing where you are, even when it's not what you envision, is part of the journey. Okay. So even if you are where you want to be, or whether you're not, both are true. You got to be where your feet are. You have to start where you are and really understand where you want to go, where God wants you to go, and, you know, come into agreement with that clarity, come into agreement with that vision and that purpose as to why you're here. It's, you know, like I say all the time, like, it's a non-negotiable. It's something that you have to do. You know, keeps you from any other tactics or tricks of the world. You know, I know that you want to spend the weekend, you know, in your boxers, been watching TV and movies or sports. But what if, just what if? What if, you know, every other weekend you might go work out with your family, go on a walk with your family? What if, you know, every other Saturday or every other Sunday, you know, maybe every Saturday, every Sunday, you will spend just a couple hours, you know, researching on different, you know, financial strategies, right? It's not a lot, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot, but, you know, having that understanding of where you want to go, we can start to implement the right decisions that will carry over to years to come. Okay. So how can you lead your family with confidence? Here are three key steps that can help answer that question. Like I said, you know, during this episode, being sure to gain that clarity and to gain that vision. Everybody's path and everybody's vision is different. Some take longer than others, you know, but you have to take some time to think about where you are as a family and where you want to go and write it down. We're going to write it down, make the vision plain. I forget where in scripture it says that, but it's in there. Being sure to just the power of writing down your words, writing down your thoughts. It really does. Really does something, you know, to the atmosphere of your home. So I really do encourage you to do that. Number two, share the vision. Communicate openly with your family. Ensure that everyone understands the direction and is involved in the process. Now, God gave you the vision, but that doesn't mean that it's up to you to fulfill it. Say that one more time. Yes, God gave you the vision. You know, you're the head of the household, you know, you're the designated leader. You know, he put you in that position for a reason, but that doesn't mean that it's up to you to fulfill it. You know, he gave you a partner. He gave you a wife. He gave you someone to collaborate with to bring this vision forward. If you could do it all by yourself, then, you know, we're having a different conversation. You know, and of course, prepare your kids. Like, speak the vision to your kids. Let them understand, hey, this is who we are and this is where we're headed. This is, you know, this is what we believe. This is what we do. This is what we don't do. Understanding, like, really gives them a sense of not just, you know, what it is that you're doing, but it really does equip them for who they are. Because the world, I mean, once again, we live in a very, very, like, very, very, very heavy social media and internet era, and it's always indoctrinating us. So you can imagine how fast it's trying to indoctrinate our children with all these different ideas and different beliefs and motives. It's very important that you share with your kids, hey, yeah, no, this is who we are. This is what we do. This is what we believe. You know, it's a non-negotiable. Simple as that. Now, the last one is my favorite. It's my favorite because it's the hardest one. But it's the most powerful one, in my opinion. Be open-minded. Remember that God may have different plans than you do. As a matter of fact, God does have different plans than you do. the vision that we see in our heads versus the vision that God actually told us usually is, you know, is very different, right? So be sure to stay flexible and be willing to pivot when necessary. Trust that he will guide you at his pace, okay? Detours, expect them. Different roadblocks, expect them. There are, you know, a plethora of different things that will come your way that you might think, oh man, what's this? Why is this happening? Da da da. Trust me, it's going according to plan. And you'll, and years down the line, you'll look back and realize, wow, thank you. That's all you're gonna be able to say. Thank you. So be open-minded. Stay open-minded. Now, leading your family is a beautiful responsibility, and it starts with you. Embrace the journey, communicate your vision, and be ready to make those sacrifices. If you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe to Life and Fatherhood Community. Let's grow together. Until next time, keep leading with confidence and love. Thank you for tuning in to Life and Fatherhood. I hope today's episode gave you some valuable insight and new ideas for your own fatherhood journey. For more tips, blogs, and downloadable resources to support your wellness and leadership at home, visit lifeandfatherhood.com. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoy the show. Until next time, keep leading and embracing every moment of fatherhood.